Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good evening, fellow deplorables, and welcome to the one-year anniversary of the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland. I cannot believe it. I'm so grateful to be here on Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values, and have been doing it now for a year. Unbelievable. First thing I have to do tonight is thank you, my loyal listeners who have, you know, who would have thought that we'd be here and had the success that we have had. Dusty, you know, you've been here through this whole thing. I figured for sure Comrade Kelly would have had her brown shirts drag me from the building after our first week. But here we are, 1 year later. I owe it to you folks. I owe it to the listeners. I owe it to Dusty and Tony and the folks here at Intercom KNSS for having the faith and the trust in me. And I owe it to my wife, who puts up with this and lets me out of the house and allows me the time to come out here on Sunday evenings and the time to do prep during the week. And I appreciate that, and I appreciate you for listening. So thank you for your loyalty, and we are promising more to come next year. I trust you. Trust me, there's going to be more to come. It's going to be great, and we are just growing faster than you can imagine. We've got new sponsors coming on. It's just been great. But thank you, thank you, thank you. We also want to thank the folks at the Cowley County Republican Party for inviting me to speak last night. It was great to see so many familiar faces down in Ark City. And based on that crowd and the energy I saw last night, the Democrats down there do not have a chance. I got to tell you, those folks down in Cowley County, it's the first time that every member of the Kansas House and Senate is a Republican, and the folks down in Cowley County want to keep it that way, and they are motivated, folks. And that's what we need to do in Sedgwick County. We need to make sure that we do the same thing here, and that includes knocking out a few rhinos. And we are well on our way. We have a great show lined up for you this evening. Nick Horton from the Foundation for Government Accountability is going to share with us how after 6 years of Medicaid expansion and millions in taxpayer dollars, hospitals in Arkansas are still failing despite all the promises. And those promises are the same bullpucky promises that they're selling up in Topeka right now. The same ones, they sold them in Arkansas, and it was a bum check. It bounced. And Nick Horton's going to tell us all about it. Patrick Penn is going to be with us. He's going to tell us about his decision to run for Kansas House District 85. That's the seat currently held by Representative Michael Capps. So trust me, that'll be an entertaining race. I'm going to tell you a little bit. I'm going to interrupt myself here. We at the John Whitmer Show are going to do our best not to wage in primaries. Caveat to that, if you're a rhino, I'm coming after you. I will pick your conservative opponent. But if whenever possible, we're going to try and have everybody on here. We're going to give you a fair shake, and we want to invite everybody on the show. Once you've filed, once a candidate is declared, I want to invite you on. I want you to come on the show. We'll give you a fair platform. I invited Brandon Whipple on the show four times. He chickened out all four times, but we invited him to come on. And that's the attitude we're going to take on all these races. I do not intend to take sides. We want to give a fair and balanced platform to everybody. So now that Patrick has officially filed, we wanted to invite him to come on the show and explain why he's decided to run for House District 85, and he'll be here in studio a little bit later to tell us. That should be an entertaining race. It's a good thing he's a combat vet. Tim Graham from Newsbusters will expose how the mainstream media continues to use anonymous sources, despite the fact they are unethical and historically unreliable. And our old friend Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, who was a guest on our very first show, by the way, will give us an exclusive on some exciting news about his future endeavors. Brandon Straka, who is the founder of the hashtag Walkaway campaign, is going to be with us. He's going to tell us about the nationwide movement to encourage tens of thousands of Democrats to walk away from the party that has abandoned them. And I'm looking forward to talking to him. I think, you know, that movement has grown dramatically, so much so that the mainstream media is now going after him. So that should be an entertaining interview. And we asked you which of your favorite interviews from our first year you'd like to hear again. And we'll play a couple of those for you tonight as well. So we've got a packed schedule. And, of course, we want to hear from you. Our studio lines, as always, are open 316-869-1330. So, folks, the sham impeachment hearings began again in earnest this week. Kind of, sort of. They didn't, but they did, but they didn't. They're just now in public, but it's still not an actual impeachment hearing. It's just sort of like a ramp up, kind of, sort of, maybe. I mean, this whole thing is a joke. Keep in mind, this whole process is based on a bogus report of a phone call they hadn't seen or read from a whistleblower who didn't even have firsthand knowledge. I watched a bulk of this week's mock trial, and I have to tell you, the whole thing is such a joke. The Democrats actually tried to make the argument that hearsay evidence is better than direct evidence.
Countless people have been convicted on hearsay because the courts have routinely allowed and created needed exceptions to hearsay. Hearsay can be much better evidence than direct, as we have learned in painful instances, and it's certainly valid in this sense.
Well, gentlemen, can you believe that? Hearsay evidence is better than direct evidence. Yeah, try that in a court of law. That would be laughed out of court. A judge would throw you out for just saying that. That's so patently stupid. And you want to know what's better? Hearsay evidence that they're referring to is literally fourth and fifth and sometimes sixth hand rumors. Here's Congressman Jim Jordan asking the Democrats' star witness, Ambassador Taylor, to explain the hearsay evidence that is better than real evidence. Explain this for us, Ambassador.
Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 2019, in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. We got six people having four conversations in one sentence, and you just told me this is where you got your clear understanding. Even though you had three opportunities with President Zelensky for him to tell you, you know what? We're going to do these investigations to get the aid. Didn't tell you three different times. Never makes an announcement. Never tweets about it. Never does a CNN interview. Ambassador, you weren't on the call, were you? The president, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Zelensky's call?
I did not.
You never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
And you're their star witness. You're their first witness.
You're the guy
based on this, based on, I mean, I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this.
I mean, that's a perfect example of how ludicrous this thing is. Congressman Matt Getz summed it up perfectly when he spoke to Fox Business News host Lou Dobbs about the hearings afterwards. I mean, literally, he just summed it up so well. He epitomizes how absolutely ridiculous this thing is.
I watched the first 2.5 hours of the testimony yesterday, and it just seemed to devolve into a debate about how to make Ukraine great again. I think regular Americans watched that, Lou, and they thought, why are all my elected members of Congress sitting there fighting over how to secure the Ukraine-Russia border when we still have those drugs that were in your last report crossing over the U.S.-Mexico border?
I mean, that's right there sums it up so perfectly. Right now, they are so desperate to make something stick. They've switched from Russia, Russia, Russia to collusion to whistleblower to bribery. They can't figure out what it is they're trying to accuse him of, so they just keep trying things, hoping something will stick. Democrats have already lost this impeachment battle. That's the takeaway from the first 2 days of public hearings. What was meant to be a moment in history turned out to be a complete bust. They laid out the best case for removing Trump from office, repeatedly using words like extortion, bribery, abuse of power. He was said to have broken the law and violating the Constitution, but when asked, the Democrats' own witness couldn't point to any crimes the president had committed.
Do you have any information regarding the president of the United States accepting any bribes?
No.
Do you have any information regarding any criminal activity that the President of the United States has been involved with at all?
No.
Thank you. Thank you for answering that directly. The American people know this is nonsense. The American people know this is unfair.
He's right. The American people are obviously smart enough to understand what a joke this is, which is why the press have been then trying to help them out. The press is literally doing their work for them, trying to cover for them, trying to make this into what it isn't, which is some sort of vast conspiracy to defraud, to enrich him, the president, at the expense of who? They still can't find out who, because the Ukrainian president has said all along there was no bribery, there was no pressure. Heck, they didn't even know that anything had been going on. As far as they knew, it was a perfect call. You know, what do we find ourselves, however, in this situation is how biased and unfair Adam Piece of Schiff is in this whole thing. As a chairman, he is frankly incompetent, as is evidenced by this.
And with that, I yield back the balance of my time.
Mr. Chairman, I have a parliamentary inquiry.
The gentleman is not recognized. I do want to comment.
Chairman, I have a point of order under HRES 660.
The gentleman will state her point of order.
The point of order is, will the chairman continue to prohibit witnesses from answering Republican questions as you've done in closed hearings and as you did this week when you interrupted our questions?
That is not a proper point of order. The gentleman will suspend.
Mr. Chairman, I have a
gentleman is not recognized.
Mr. Chairman, I have a point of order.
The gentleman is not recognized.
I have a point of order, though.
The gentleman is not recognized. I do want to respond. I allowed the ranking member to.
I have a point of order.
The gentleman is not recognized.
This is out, and there are four transcripts that have not been released.
The gentleman is not recognized.
Holy
the ranking
cow.
Member was allowed to exceed the opening statement, and I was happy to allow him to do so.
Mr. Chairman, I have a point of order. Mr. Chairman, I have a point of order.
The gentleman is not recognized.
So we know clearly you're going to interrupt us throughout this hearing.
The gentlewoman is not recognized.
Mr. Chairman, I have a desperate sit request.
Today, no.
Chairman, I have unanimous.
The gentleman is not not recognized.
You know, I got to be honest with you here. If a Republican chairman had treated a Democrat member, a Democrat female member of Congress in this type of manner, with this much disrespect, if he had gaveled her down in this way, the Me Too movement, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the others would be up in arms. The media would be calling him a sexist bigot. And yet Adam Schiff is revered for the way he handled these hearings. Bottom line here, folks, is the left and frankly even some confused Republicans can't get over the fact that Donald Trump is their president. They've never accepted the results of the 2016 election, but that was 3 years ago. Resorting to this type of hyper-partisan impeachment process, impeaching a president with a 53% approval rating is not the solution. So why are they hell-bent on doing this? Well, let's ask the face of the Democrat Party, her royal high and mightiness herself, Congresswoman Alexandria Estúpida Cortez.
When people try to accuse us of going too far left, we're not pushing the party left. We are bringing the party home.
You know, I couldn't have said it better myself. Coming up after the break, we'll play the most requested interview from our first year, my June 2nd interview with the great one, Mark Levin. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.